The Catalonian independence movement called Spain's worst ever constitutional crisis. It's also caused a crisis in the media. Supporters of the ousted members of the Catalan regional government this week protested against their being charged with rebellion. Liberty for political prisoners, shouted demonstrators in Barcelona. Pro-unity demonstrators shouted down members of the regional parliament who arrived in Madrid to be heard by police. These scenes show the polarization of the situation, and the media is following suit.
The main media, especially the TV channels, have had a position in favor or against the independence in Catalonia. The public media, they have taken a radical position.
Carlos Arcila Calderón, a communications specialist at the University of Salamanca, says both the Spanish national TV, Televisión Española, and the Catalan public television, TV3, have vastly different takes on the same news.
If you see both channels, both TV channels, the coverage that they do to the Catalonian conflict, you probably think that you're in front of a different reality. I mean, it's like a radical different point of view in each of them.
For Madrid, Catalonia's push for independence is shown as an act of sedition deserving to be put down. The Catalan storyline is one of a central government violently repressing self-determination. Calderón says Spanish media was already becoming polarized even before the October 1st independence referendum in Catalonia and the heavy-handed response by the Spanish police.
Spanish politics has made the despolarization come up. The emergence of new political parties, Ciudadanos and Podemos, they have probably provoked some kind of crisis within the media. For example, El País, that is the leftist newspaper, now they have changed to the right. So it is something that people is changing media, and media are changing their contents.
Media in Spain has always been aligned with one political leaning or another, he says. And with the rise of anti-establishment parties, media has followed suit.
Media are just a representation of what is happening on the streets. People not believing anymore in the traditional parties, or they're not believing anymore any longer in this traditional media. So they have changed.
Calderón focuses on broadcast media. He says the Spanish public broadcaster has become a platform for the governmental line.
The right-wing government in Spain has taken control of the Spanish TV news channel. You can see a very low quality of what they're doing. It is just like a very superficial news, and there's the lack of context. I mean, the Catalonian media, I can see a little bit more elaborate information, even if they have a position, a marked position, but they try to look deeper.
Some journalists with the Spanish national television have recently openly criticized their own coverage of the Catalonian crisis. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's government has demanded truthful coverage, particularly from Catalonia's public broadcaster, and as such, the government had considered taking control of the region's audiovisual corporation, which runs TV3 and its sister radio station, Catalunya Radio. TV3 was started in 1983 to reinstall the Catalan language, which had been banned under Franco's dictatorship. Madrid, though, decided not to take it over, though media observer Carlos Calderón says if it had done so, it would have sent a strong message, perhaps even more so than the dissolving of the regional parliament and the sacking of the government.
For me, it would be like one of the worst war that you can do to the democracy of media. Since democracy has come to Spain in the end of 1970s, I mean, all the regional TV has kept their autonomy in one way or other. It would be the first time that the central government really take that power, because it's probably the strongest power that Catalonian independents have now as a way of expression. So if the central government really take that, it would make people even more angry with the central government.
The central government did not take over Catalonia's public media. For now, says Calderón, there's nothing keeping it from doing it in the future. Public broadcasting is just part of the media landscape of Catalonia. Núria Almirón, a researcher in the Department of Communication of the Universitat Pompeu Fabra in Barcelona, says there are two mainstream newspapers, El Periódico and La Vanguardia.
they were representing different sides in the political sphere, the Socialist Party for El Periódico and the right-wing party for La Vanguardia. But during the process of the movement of independence, they have been aligned mostly against, in the case of El Periódico, very against, and in the case of La Vanguardia, depending, sometimes for a while against, for a while neutral, for a while against. So none of them are pro-independence. Then there is ARA, which is a new newspaper who has been for independence, but which is very, very young, smaller, and has not such an influence. The whole media sphere in Catalonia, the majority of the most important, these two newspapers, have been or neutral, either very against. And in spite of this media sphere, the independence movement has been able to go on and even to grow.
Almirán, who sympathizes with the independence movement, doesn't consider any of the mainstream Catalan media to be pro-independence. The information, she says, is coming from online news sources.
The internet is where the independence movement has been really thriving. You have elnacional.cat, you have VilaWeb, you have Nació Digital, professional journalism, but only online, without the traditional ties that the other traditional media have with the power system. They don't belong to any big media group. They don't have any debt with the banking system, which is very important. They are really independent, although they are not neutral. And if you look at the readership figures, these people are the ones publishing for the independence movement and nourishing them.
And yet being pro-independence is not a monolithic point of view. Polls indicate that Catalans remain deeply divided, and there are growing divisions within the independence movement itself. Carlos Calderón says in the campaign for the upcoming regional elections called by the government, media will again play a big role.
In the elections that we'll have in Catalonia very soon, we expect that this media will have again this political role. It will continue where it already happened. It won't change until the levels of conflict comes down. And what would probably happen, as I've seen in other conflicts, that some new media emerge saying, having the flag that I am the neutral one. They will come into the game.
And he welcomes the crisis, which he says may spark a needed reconfiguration of the media landscape.
I've seen in other countries, for example, in Colombia after the referendum, people began in that country to be aware of the effect of media and of the position that media already took. And also they began to get more informed in international media, and they were more open to read and to watch new media. At the end, it is very, very healthy for the media to have these problems, because when they realize and people realize that they have polarized media and people are more open to receive new information from new media, and people actually, at the end, acquires more media literacy. So at the end, this process, it would be good for everyone. Right now it's difficult, but more reconfiguration will help media health in Spain.
An optimistic take given the tensions running high between Madrid and Catalonia. With international media, this is Sarah Elsis.